It was presided over by the deputy prime minister, who's acting prime minister right now, with Shamlo Salwai out of the country. And we had the heads of the diplomatic legations as well. It was a little more sparsely attended than some people thought. I think it's mostly to do with a lack of awareness, though, about just what the Academy Awards is. As you know, very, very few people actually have access to, you know, Hollywood films and whatnot.
And what was the crowd's response when Tanner unfortunately missed out?
Well, I got to tell you, there were a lot of people who weren't really sure what they were watching. You know, as you can imagine, this was the first time watching the Academy Awards for a great many people. But the moment they saw Dime and Wawa, the two lead characters, when they saw their image flash up on the screen and realized that the entire world was watching this, there was this sort of breathless moment. And then, you know, seconds later, unfortunately, the announcement came out that, you know, the very deserving Iranian film won instead. But, boy, I got to tell you, there were a lot of downcast faces after that.
I bet there were. A couple of weeks ago, it looked like the Oscar ceremony was going to pass largely unmarked in Vanuatu, but it seems that that's changed now.
It's changed a little. We've been talking it up with a lot of people, and I think the awareness is slowly percolating through that this is, you know, sort of an Olympic-level achievement, and people are beginning to realize just what a great artistic achievement the film is itself. But nonetheless, I think there's still, you know, I don't think many people in Vanuatu, including Dinah and Wawa, who were present at the ceremony today, I'm not sure they have completely conceived of just how big a deal this is.
What impact has Tanner's Oscar nomination had in Vanuatu? Do people think it might encourage tourism, perhaps?
That's the expectation, actually. And the chiefs down in Yakal village, in the, you know, in the custom areas of Tanner, they've actually said they're quite, you know, they're perfectly okay with that. They have said, you know, they've got a plan in place. If the numbers get too high, they'll simply block the road down, you know, a kilometer or so away from the village itself. And they'll manage the flow of traffic in there. So they're thinking about it. But they are very intent on promoting themselves and, you know, doing their bit, basically, to improve awareness of custom and of Vanuatu culture.
Dan, do you think there'll be any kind of a celebration when the cast and crew who traveled to Los Angeles get back home?
Well, if we have anything to say about it, yeah. Look, the reception for Wawa and Dang when they stepped out onto the stage today shortly before the ceremony began, it was really astonishing and it was really very heartfelt. So I'm sure that there will be people waiting at the airport, and I know that a lot of people around town here in Vanuatu are just lining up to be able to offer their congratulations to the other cast members as well.
We've talked a bit about the impact of the film on the rest of the world. What about the impact in Vanuatu itself? What's it like for people to see a film like this, shot in Tanna, shot in the local language, seeing their own language and culture reflected back on film?
It's a pretty impressive experience. I went to the Vanuatu premiere quite a while ago now, when it was first screened here, and they walked out and they just had this sort of breathless, speechless moment, you know, as they emerge from the cinema, realizing that this is us, you know. And certainly the people of Tanna, Martin Butler and Bentley Dean, they recorded the reactions of a few of the performers and the people, the village members in Yakel. And it was really something to watch, especially little Selin Nasilin Rofik, when she said, you know, I didn't realize I looked like that, kind of thing. So it's been a really, a kind of a transformational moment. But I think it's really gelled a real sense of identity as well. So people generally view it as a very, very positive thing.